بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard the 22nd juz of the Holy Quran in Taraweeh Salah. May Allah ta'ala accept it. Once again, beautiful, beautiful verses with so much of meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular verse that recited, before that Allah ta'ala speaks about the fact that every single thing is in His control. Only Allah benefits us, and only Allah can cause harm. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Whatever mercies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens and showers His servants with, there can be no person who will retain and hold back that mercies from coming down upon us. Everything is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whatever Allah Ta'ala holds back, and if Allah does not want to shower any mercy upon any person, then nobody can force it and draw it down. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala is most powerful, all wise. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, O mankind, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Ponder over the bounties of Allah Ta'ala upon you. If we just reflect for a few seconds, who has given us food? Allah. Who has given us clothing? Allah. Who has given us air to breathe in? Allah. Water to drink? Allah. Who gives us sleep? Allah. Who gives us life? Who gives us mort? Everything it is Allah. Allah then asks the question, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Is there any other khaliq, creator, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who sustains you from the sky and the earth? Can we bring any other deity? Can we bring any other God and say, this is the person who is giving us sustenance from the sky and the earth? La ilaha illahu. Again, this is the kalima, tawheed, the oneness of Allah. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'anna tu'fakun. Then where are you going to? Why are you deluded? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about the fact that that man becomes deluded and he becomes deceived by this worldly glitter and glamour. We look at all the mundane things of this world. We become so beguiled. We become so consumed. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that Allah's promise is true. Do not become deluded and deceived by these worldly things that we see. And do not let shaitan al-gharur, the one who keeps on inciting you and deceiving you, the one who is your enemy, gharur, he gives you a lot of dhoka, he deceives you. Don't let him deceive you. Inna shaitana lakum adun. Allah has declared, Allah has said, shaitan is your enemy. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Then take him as your enemy. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabi sa'id. Shaitan is only inviting his people, he's calling mankind to become inmates of Jahannam. He's calling his jamaat, his hizb, his group, liyakunu min ashabi sa'ir. Remember, shaitan does not want to go into Jahannam alone. In the 13th para, we did the verse, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Shaitan on the day of Qiyamah, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the people in Jannat into Jannat, and the people of Jahannam into Jahannam, the people in Jahannam would then realize that look at the Muslims and the believers, they are enjoying the bounties of Jannat and we are suffering in Jahannam. And they will turn to Shaitan, that where are you now? Why don't you assist us? Why don't you make a plea to Allah Ta'ala now? Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that Shaitan will have a pulpit of fire in Jahannam. And then he will address the people in Jahannam. And what will he say? That I have broken my promise. Allah's promise was true. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. The promise that Allah gave you, if you believe in Allah, you do good deeds, then Allah will give you paradise. That was the real wa'ada of Allah. And Allah warned you that if you disbelieve in Allah, Allah will put you into Jahannam. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I also promised you things, but I lied to you. I'm breaking my promise. But remember, I had no special authority and power over you to compel you to follow me. I just invited you. I just caused some whisperings into your heart. I just whispered into you. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ. I just called you towards following me. فَلَا تَلُومُنِي وَلُومُ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't reproach me, don't blame me now. Blame yourselves. I am unable to help you, neither can you help yourself. And neither can you help me. So this is shaitan. He's gharoor. He deceives a lot. Allah Ta'ala warns us that take him as your enemy. Those who disbelieve in Allah, for them is a painful punishment. Those who do good, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do righteous deeds, for them is maghfira, forgiveness. وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. And a great reward. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, Allah Ta'ala addresses us, addresses mankind. Allah gives us a label. Allah tells us what is our worth. We can be the richest person in the world. We have the most amount of degrees in this world. We can be the most powerful person as far as strength is concerned. But Allah has conferred a title upon every single one of us. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You all are beggars. We all are beggars. Fuqara, faqir. We are muhtaj. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Allah is totally independent. Allah is full of praise. He's most praiseworthy. Allah has created, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, in his kitab, Hadi al-Arwah, he has written, he has brought a narration, wherein, Allah has created certain angels. From the time Allah created those angels, they are in the qiyam position, praising Allah Ta'ala. There are some whom Allah has, from the time created them, in the ruku position, making tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. There are some angels in the sujood position and they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything Allah has created, the plants, the trees, the animals, the birds, they all make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah does not even need them. Allah is ghani. He is samad. He is baniyas. Every single creation of Allah depends on him and Allah depends on no person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Antumul fuqara. And this very night, 21st night of Ramadan, as we mentioned, is the first odd night. Highly possible it could be Laylatul Qadr. Many years people have mentioned that 21st was Laylatul Qadr that particular year. Some say 23rd, some... So it depends which Allah ta'ala has decided when Laylatul Qadr will be. For our task, our responsibility is now to search for Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us Laylatul Qadr. We are beggars unto Allah Ta'ala. And tonight we have to beg and beg and beg and beg and beg. Aziz Mawlana Rahmatullah should always give the example in his dua that a dog goes from one butcher and the butcher chases it away, it goes to another butcher. And that butcher chases it away, it goes to a third and fourth until somebody throws a bone at it. And then only it is happy. Like this we have to beg only to Allah Ta'ala. And beg, and beg, and beg, and beg. And Allah will open his doors. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ بِالرَّحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. So Allah Ta'ala says, he is completely independent. If he wishes, he can take you away and replace you with a new creation. Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need our ibadat even. Allah has given us a chance to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and to beg of his mercy and to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were one or two verses that we heard in tonight's Taraweeh. Then there are other very beautiful verses and some incidents related to those verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about when you entering the house, or we should not enter the house of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without permission. There are various narrations and reasons for the revelation of that verse. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, or Mufassirin have mentioned the incident, which is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, of the walima of Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. Very briefly, Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha was married to Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved tremendously. And Rasulullah not only loved him, loved his son Usama also, Usama bin Zayd. So Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an was married to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. The marriage didn't work out and he divorced her. Allah ta'ala then wanted to show this ummah that your adopted son, if he is married to a woman and he divorces that woman, then it's permissible for you to get married to that woman. And Allah performs the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala in the heavens. The walima is taking place. It is mentioned in the narration that Ummu Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, she prepared some small dish made of cheese and some dates, hais, and she sent somebody to give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this, because now he's going to be walima. He tells Anas radiallahu anhu, go call whoever you see. In that small little place, approximately 300 sahaba came, but obviously didn't eat together. They came in droves of tens. The ten ate, then they would come out, then the next. Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anhu is sitting one side facing the wall out of haya and modesty. The ayat of hijab had not been revealed as yet. Nabi Kareem, as the sahaba ate quickly and they would move, Nabi Kareem saw that now everybody had participated in that walima, they partook of the meal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now obviously he needs to be with his family, he needs to be with his wife. There were some sahaba, after eating they were busy in discussions and they were talking. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made as though now like he needs to leave, so he's standing, so the person, those people who were engrossed in this conversation, they could see Rasulullah now waking up, so now it's time for us to leave. But they didn't catch on. And they continued their discussion. Rasulullah was so, ya Allah, so timid. And he felt so shy to stop the Sahaba from having this conversation. He couldn't tell him directly. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Zainab radiallahu is sitting there, and Rasulullah then wakes up. Anas radiallahu says that he also woke up with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of the other sahaba woke up and they left. There were three who remained, and they were busy talking. So they were busy discussing whatever they were talking. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes like he's going to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's house. He goes there. Then he comes back thinking by now they may have left, but they were still busy talking. So he goes now back to the house of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. He meets her. She also congratulates Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he goes to the other wives, hoping by this time those sahaba are gone. One of them realized it. He wakes up. Two are left. Then they are alerted that, hey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to come in now. He wants to be in his home and we are sitting and discussing. We should be leaving. Anas radiallahu anhu says that I went back with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in front of me. Anas radiallahu anhu says Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the room. I am behind him. I've got my one foot, I'm entering, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stops me. At that point, the verses of hijab come down. And I was not allowed to go in. And that is why Anas radiallahu anhu will say that I know about the ayat of hijab, when it came and how it came and why it came. So that was immediately when the verses came down. And then in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that do not enter the houses of the Nabi except if you have given permission. Ulama have written that when we are given a da'wat, then don't go if you are not invited. We have many people that we call in our language gate crushes. In Arabic, tufaili. They just go. Uninvited. That is not correct. Once Rasulullah was invited, four of them were invited, and en route, another sahabi, he saw them walking, going, so he also joined them. Nabi Kareem did not stop him. But they came to the house. At the entrance, Rasulullah asked the host, you invited the four of us. You invited four. This brother has joined us. If you give permission, he'll enter also. Otherwise, he will go back. The host said, no, let him come also. So many of us, without being invited, if we're going someplace, that is not correct. Against the adab. Then, if you are invited, some people go very early. Very early. At that time, the people in the home, they're busy running from the kitchen to the lounge, to the dining room, and they're busy putting the dasturkhan, and they're preparing the food, and you sitting there and watching all this tamasha. Well, Imam, I've said, you don't do that. Go when you are invited or when the host tells you to come in. After eating, فَإِذَا تُعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثِ. After you have finished eating, then you must depart, you must leave. Then you should not involve yourself in any discussions. Because this is going to cause the cleave, especially in the case of Rasulullah SAW. Imagine Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu anhu facing the wall out of modesty. Ayat of hijab came just after that. But she's got that haya. You're giving her taklif. You're giving the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taklif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِ النَّبِيِّ فَيَسْتَحْيِي مِنْكُمْ. But he is feeling shy to tell you. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah doesn't feel shy to tell the haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly. And of course, when we are invited, then it doesn't mean now they have invited us, so now we'll have my wife can see that man can see my wife. No, there mustn't be any intermingling. Laws of hijab, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَاب. The detailed explanation to all this. So this was the reason why this particular verse came down. It was the walima of Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these verses. So there are many etiquettes when we are invited, how we should conduct ourselves, how we eat, and how we leave the place, the du'as we give the host. All these things are very, very important for us to bring into our life. Then we did the incident of Sabah. We heard the incident of Sabah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. Now Sabah was a place in Yemen. Some ulama have mentioned that Sabah was the name of the people there, and they came from the royal family. So it was in Yemen, about 3 miles from Sana'a. And there was a dam there, or a city, which is known as Ma'arib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed those people with beautiful orchards and gardens. Extremely lush, beautiful, with all the fruit you can imagine. And the city was beautiful, it was clean, it was pure. Mufassirin have mentioned that if a traveler was coming from out of town, and if he had any like insects on his body, lice, whatever it was, the moment he reaches the city, the fresh air of the city would kill those insects. A woman would carry an empty basket on her head. Empty basket. She just merely walked through past few trees without having made such an effort to even pluck those fruit. Her basket would get full. Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. So, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٌ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينِ وَشِمَالٍ. Gardens on either side. Allah Ta'ala told them, كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ. Eat from the sustenance of your Rabb. Eat and enjoy and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Allah Ta'ala wants from us that we should turn to Him and be grateful and obey Him. So Allah Ta'ala had given them this beautiful gardens, a stream running, fresh air. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَ, Allah Ta'ala says. Absolutely beautiful. And even the journeys were made so easy for them. Instead of going through a very arduous and long, tiresome journeys, Allah made it such that they would complete the journey quickly, and in between Allah Ta'ala had small like towns or villages for them, where if a person leaves in the morning, very easily he'll go to one of those towns and have lunch, and then very easily he'll reach his destination by the evening. He won't have to suffer. Like today's time we have, mashallah, when we are traveling, we have Shell Ultra and so many other garages in between. You can rest, you can eat. Allah Ta'ala had made the journeys very, very easy for them. There was no fear of being attacked also. No fear of being attacked by an enemy. So they lived a life of prosperity, opulence, wealth, enjoyment. But look how, look at these people. They were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had warned them. Some mufassirin had mentioned, they had this huge dam and a big wall built, keeping the waters within that the wall and saving the people from any flood. But then when they were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then suddenly they found rats and rodents eating at the bottom of that wall. So they thought they were very smart. They brought cats to chase away these rats. But remember the other night we did, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Those cats didn't assist them one bit. Soon Allah Ta'ala made that whole wall fall, and the entire people of Sabah were destroyed. Allah Ta'ala talks about how they asked Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا بَعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا. There's no enjoyment in reaching our destination so quickly. We want to enjoy the journey. There's no maja, as we say. So quickly we reach over there. We want to enjoy yourself. How, what fools they were when Allah made it so easy for them. رَبَّنَا بَعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala then destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala tore them into pieces. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. Allah Ta'ala literally tore them, destroyed them into pieces. When you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Allah Ta'ala does. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala talks about Makkah Mukarramah. When the kuffar of Makkah, Allah had given them everything. مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. There was peace. No tribe dared to attack the people of Makkah. And they would get food and produce from everywhere else, and very easily it would come to them. But when they made nashukri of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah made them taste hunger and fear. And the word that has been used is libas. Libas is a clothing. In other words, they were completely covered and enveloped by khawf, fear and hunger. Therefore, this is a lesson for all of us. We're eating the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One shukr is by means of our tongue. The other shukr is by means of our limbs. Allah ta'ala wants us to really obey Him, to be grateful of the ni'mats He has given us, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the olden days, our elderly people, I can still remember when we were young, and after eating, the grandfather or the head of the family, he will raise his hand, we all make a dua, shukar alhamdulillah. Today there's no eating duas. Before eating we don't even make dua, whilst eating no dua, after eating there's no dua. We are eating the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has been so kind, so kind, so kind to us. When we were in problems and difficulties, who came to our rescue? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we were in dire constraints and pain and suffering, who came to our rescue? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us to turn to Him. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li kulli sabbarin shakur. Allah Ta'ala says that this whole story of Sabah, that they had everything going so well for them, a prosperous life, life of opulence. But they rejected all this. Like Bani Israel, such nice food they were getting from Jannat, man and salwa. No, we don't want this man and salwa, everyday man and salwa. We want tarkari. We want vegetables. So Allah Ta'ala made them go for tarkari then. اِهْبِتُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. Go, you want to work hard, labor, and plant vegetables and grow vegetables and eat, then you go. Therefore, we need to keep on making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. What happens, we mentioned the other night, when Allah gives us a prosperous life, no pain, no suffering, we forget Allah. The moment some calamity befalls us, وَيَذَا مَسَّهُ شَرْ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. Now the person makes long, long fatihas. Now the person is crying before Allah Rabbul Izzah when some harm befalls him. So sabbariya, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned, sabbar, making sabr in the broad sense, that those believers who are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not showing ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are always doing what Allah ta'ala wants them to do. And shakur, those who are grateful. They are thanking Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, ulama have explained that the consequence of ma'siyah, jaza'ul ma'siyah, what are the consequences of committing sins? And a person doesn't make tawbah for the sins. He persists in gunas upon gunas. So, ulama have mentioned a few. There are many other consequences, but just these three, inshallah, tonight. Al-wahnu fil-ibadah. It's a very serious one. The person will feel very kamzor in his ibadah. He won't enjoy his salat. No enjoyment in the dua. No enjoyment in dhikr. In the fasting, it's a burden for him, just waiting. How many hours left? Tarawih also, he's counting 100 times. By 2 rakats finished, 4 rakats. He just comes only in his ibadat. His ibadat is not with vigor. There's no feelings in his ibadah. So, al-wahnu fil ibadah. Second one, al-dhiqu fil ma'isha. Even in his livelihood, he'll find narrowness, tightness. Things won't work out so easily for him. Always in problems and difficulties. Anything he's trying to sell, there's no profit. He just finding himself in bankruptcy, becoming more and more poor all the time, borrowing and taking so many things on loan, unable to pay back whatever he has taken. So there'll be tightness in his livelihood. And the third one, at-ta'assur fil ladha. That even things of enjoyment, it won't come down so easy to him. It'll come to him with pain, with usr, with difficulty. So he won't gain pleasure in even things which should be giving him happiness and pleasure. So there will be some cause, some reason to spoil his enjoyment. Perhaps he's got all the beautiful food in front of him. Everything is so tasty. Suddenly he gets a call that somebody broke into your factory. Suddenly he gets a call that your son met up with an accident. Whatever it may be, Allah protect all of us. Always, I said, make dua for afiyat. Always make dua for afiyat. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned sabr and shukr. Ulama have written, there are two roads. Ulama have mentioned, Mashaykh have said, two roads that lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the road of sabr and the road of shukr. There are many times in our life, we have to exercise patience. Some musibat comes, we have to make sabr. And making sabr from haram, we're tempted to put that cast a lustful glance at that woman. Look at every opportunity. At that moment, you restrain yourself. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember we did the other night, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say? Ma'ad Allah. I seek protection in Allah. For those who didn't hear the other night's talk, I say, and the person who takes the right direction, he makes an effort to change his life. It is very difficult in the beginning. There's mashaqqa. There's difficulty. It's not so easy just to give up sins, just like that. Ask a smoker if he's smoking so many cigarettes, and the next day he has to smoke nothing. It's impossible. He has to cut down gradually. The same person is soaked and absorbed in sins, and now he's trying desperately to refrain from the sins. He was looking at every pretty face that he could see, and he was enjoying himself. Now he realized that if I did not cast that lustful glance, I'll get the sweetness of iman. So now he's making that effort. And as he's making the effort, it's not an easy effort. There's pain on his heart. The desire is there. Temptation is there. Opportunity is there. And there's that pretty face from far he's seeing. And again that urge comes. Well, let me just look at her one more time. And suddenly that uncle comes with the bus driver. And he comes between the two. And now you shout to him to move. By the time he moves, she's gone. Allah made a plan for you. Allah is there to help us. Allah is there to help us. This is our Allah. He's not just standing with a whip to make sure we commit some wrong so he can lash out at us. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ Shukr, shukr in the true sense. that not only with our tongues, of course with tongues, with our heart, with every limbs, with our eyes we make shukr, with our hands we make shukr, with our feet we make shukr. And Rasulullah had mentioned that how wonderful is the affair of a believer. Everything is good for him. If some calamity comes upon him, what does he do? He makes sabr, and sabr is good for him. Some good comes to him, he makes shukr, and for that, that is good for him. So for a believer, it's only for a believer. A disbeliever, what sabr and shukr he's going to make? Ya Alhamdulillah, Allah has granted us iman, for which we have to make abundant shukr. The ni'mat of iman on its own is such a great ni'mat. We have to make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then all the other ni'mats Allah has given us. Just ponder last year, this time, where we were. Have we really thanked Allah ta'ala from the bottom of our heart? Have we really shown gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Make the shukr immediately, my brothers. That Ya Allah, you gave us the ability to come back to your house. And if you make shukr for any ni'mat, Allah's promise, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I'll increase you in that ni'mat. Allah won't snatch away the ni'mat. But if you don't make true shukr, and we treat the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as something very, very trivial, then what happened to us previously? Allah can do it any time. But Allah is so kind, and therefore we make dua to Allah, forgive us, so kamzori. We have learned many lessons from last year. Alhamdulillah, many people have made tawbah. Many people have changed their lives. People have given a lot of sadaqah, a lot of tawbah, istighfar. We have realized. Now let us not go back. And therefore we have this occasion where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of Allah ta'ala as being most generous. He is the most generous. Allah ta'ala's munificence knows no bounds. Allah gives and He gives and He gives and He gives. His treasures never become depleted. His treasures never become exhausted. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ You and I will have things, and after some time it's all over. But what Allah has is forever and ever and ever. And the hadith we mentioned previously, that if the entire mankind comes together, and they all beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each one desiring his own thing, every single person, human being, from Adam alayhi salam to the last ummati of Rasulullah salam, not only the human, but even jinn. And each one asking for different things. And Allah hears every person's plea and cry. And Allah grants every person whatever his desire is. And nothing diminishes from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ Now we ponder over the greatness of Allah. His kindness. The ni'mat He has bestowed us with. And now when you make sajda, this is what you must think of. And then you say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. When you ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Enjoy the tasbih. Enjoy the qiyam. Tahajjud salat, beautiful opportunity now in these Mubarak nights. You can't read many rakats. At least, minimum. And brothers, please, and our mothers and sisters at home, listen very carefully. Again, I'm mentioning even the other day, as a Mufti Taqi Sahib, he didn't mention something and didn't even viral that he mentioned certain dua to read. Whether those things are verified or authentic, Allah knows best. But we listen half things, give our own fatwa on the social media, put some Maulana's name. He didn't even say anything like that. We don't verify it and it goes wholesale. I said the other day, the Maulana told the people, by you musafir, namaz is half. The person heard half, not properly, heard half of half. He went and told his wife that for musafir, namaz is maaf. So now every time, that is why we should listen very, very carefully. And you look at a person, when the bayan is on a Friday you will watch sometimes, but don't laugh at the person. The person is doing that, he's sleeping. You can see he's dozing. But the moment he realizes he's sleeping, he nods his head, as though he was awake all the time. Let us not go into a slumber. Two rakats of the hajjat. Individually we read. Read with khushu and khudu to the best of our ability. Try and remove all those thoughts from our head now. Just enjoy the two rakats. From the time we say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. Think you are the slave. There's your master. But He loves you. He's waiting for you to prostrate before Him. He's ready to give you His love. To shower you with kindness. You are His banda. And then go into that sajda. Wallahi, if we do it properly, we will cry. Whatever du'as we know, got mentioned in the Quran, like Rabbana Atina Fi Dunya Hasana, Masnoon du'as. Whatever Masnoon du'as we know in Arabic, we read the du'a in Sajda. At least Rabbana Atina Fi Dunya Hasana, Wa Fi Akhirati Hasana, Wa Qina Adhab An-Nar, we know that du'a. Wallah, ask you for all good in this world, good in the hereafter, and protect us from the azab of qabr. And just think, when you're saying Rabbana Atina Fi Dunya Hasana, the word Hasana means good. Mufassirin have given a whole list of things for Hasana. Those boys who are not married, part of Hasana, one explanation is Az-Zawjatu Salihah, pious wife also. So you're making dua, Allah, give me all good. And in this world and the hereafter, and save me from the fire of Jahannam. And the simple other dua, this we should learn now. Sayyidina Aisha narrates the hadith of Rasulullah SAW that if it is Laylul Qadr, what dua must I read? Allahumma innaka afuun. Read it, brothers. Allahumma innaka afuun. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna. So, oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. Allah, forgive us. Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. And Allah, we are asking you to forgive us. Do it sincerely. And inshallah, Allah will forgive us all of our sins. So, it's a Mubarak night. Those making itikaf, Allah has given us a chance of khalwat. Khalwat means to be in solitude. Why? It is between the Habib and the Mahbub. What a time to connect to Allah Ta'ala, to attach ourselves to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Those not in sunnat itikaf, who will be in the masjid, nafil itikaf, you also get rewarded, inshallah. So again, it's not a time now we ask you, how was business and what happened there and what's the score? Now leave all that for after Eid. Now we worry about our score in the akhirat. How are we winning? Am I getting closer to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why I'm the same spot last year and the year before? Let me make that little bit progress. Two rakats tahajjud. Engage in dua. After namaz, when you raise your hands, you make in dua, you make any language you want. Any language. And you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about the next person watching you. Just picture yourself, you front of the Kaaba. There's nobody there, just you. You were multazam. And you got this chance to cry your heart out. No cop is going to chase you away there. Nobody is telling you anything. You're all alone there. And you've got those few minutes to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just beg and beg and beg. And those of us in these cubicles, picture the cubicle as though you're in the qabr. Think of how moth will come and the lights will be off and you're alone. You're not at home now. Your wife is not next to you. Your parents are not there. You're all alone. Think of how when we go into the qabr. What is going to happen to us there? This is the time when we will attach ourselves, our hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah istighfar. Tawbah istighfar. There's no special wazifas to read. Read some Quran Sharif. Some surahs. Take your tasbih. Make dua. It doesn't mean you have to stay awake the whole night. People have this misunderstanding. As I mentioned last night, Laylul Qadr start not after the Taraweeh and now, it already commenced from Maghrib time. So the whole Taraweeh we read, Alhamdulillah, that's also part of Laylul Qadr, if tonight is Laylul Qadr. Allah is so kind. So inshallah, all of us, we don't have to keep on making announcements, brothers, please don't make noise in the masjid, those in itikaf also, please, just no camping and eating and party and all. Allah has given us the chance. Allah doesn't need us to even sit here. We are sitting for ourselves. It's difficult now, people will complain that tell the brothers to do this and that, and it's difficult. We want also some time now to seclude ourselves. Yeah, somebody got some important thing, got some masala to ask, it's a different story. As far as possible. It doesn't mean you can't talk at all too. You can talk, you can ask something. You'll be happy, make yourself happy, because now you're in a different environment. There was one brother once, he sat with us for itikaf. I can't even remember his name, nothing. But the one night, just, I think it was the last night, and now we're going to wait whether the moon will be sighted or not. He came crying to me. I said, what's happening? What's happening? He said, Mawlana, I hope they don't see the moon. I said, why aren't you tired so long? We sat here. He said, Mawlana, I promise you. I'm just dreading putting my foot out of this door here. I know when I come out of itikaf, what's waiting for me there? The temptation, the challenges. I just don't want to go out because I enjoyed myself. Such a serene atmosphere, such a ruhani atmosphere. So nice it was. I felt so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So Allah has given us a chance to make sunnah i'tikaf with ikhlas. Doesn't mean we are more pious than others now we're sitting for i'tikaf. No. We are most in need and therefore we are sitting. So Allah Ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr if it is tonight or any other night. So in the odd night we'll have two sessions, two programs. Previously we'd have every night, but we'll make it a bit easy. Even those in i'tikaf also have their own ibadah to make. And I'm making a humble appeal to our youngsters, please. Allah loves you. Believe me, Allah loves you. Spend your time correctly. You can eat and all at home afterwards. You shouldn't go in the sehan area and start making noise and now we're running here. Parents think we're in the masjid and we're loafing around. So many times people said, these boys are standing there in the cafe or doing this or doing that. You only give the Muslims a bad image, Islam a bad image. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sincere tawbah, istighfar, and beg our hearts out. Don't forget the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Really, people throughout the ummah, maybe we do not know, there are so many of them really suffering. Some are suffering poverty, famine, there's drought, they've got no water. If you go to these African countries, those brothers who are doing work there, they have seen. And how content those people are. A little child, hardly any meat on that body of the child. But you give the child some small sweet, so happy the child becomes. The smile on the child's face. And our children, no, I don't want like this, I want that kind and this, and they make a noise. Allah forgive us. Remember Allah Ta'ala loves us. We're going to try to be as positive as possible. We have to be positive, we cannot be negative. We have to be, obviously we have to talk about Jannat and Jahannam. Allah talks about Jannat and Jahannam. If we only talk about Jannat, the person thinks it's easy for me now. No, both we have to talk about Jannat and Jahannam. But let us be positive that we can, all of us, become the friends of Allah. All of us have that capacity and Allah has given us. So Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Well, there's very few verses and advices that we discuss regarding these verses of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, as we proceed, whatever mazmoon comes, Allah Ta'ala give us, direct us to the right words, such that we become a means of hidayat. Always make dua, Allah, make me a key, miftah, key to good, and make me a lock to evil. Don't make me a key to evil and a lock to good things. Ponder over our lives, how many things we were the key for evil. How many other people we led astray. And imagine you became a key to something good. And you initiated something good which was part of Sharia. And people were not doing it. And now you started doing it. You're in the varsity. And now you started Zuhr Salah. There was no Zuhr Salah taking place there. And you made an effort. And now so many other boys started making Zuhr Salah. And this continued years of coming after. Who started the first Zuhr Salah? That one brother. He had some fikr. So he became a miftah to khair. But if you start something else in the varsity and you start some haram thing and all the boys start and they follow you, what does it happen? You became a key to evil. So Allah make us keys towards good and locks to evil. Inshallah we'll make dua now. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله we making shukr to you my Allah يا الله you have given us bare shumar ni'mats my Allah countless of bounties my Allah countless of bounties يا الله we can never even enumerate those bounties my Allah يا الله you give us iman my Allah يا الله do not snatch away this iman from us. Ya Allah, we are unworthy. Ya Allah, you keep us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Because live with iman, may Allah. Because die with iman, may Allah. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Ya Allah, do not make us be like that person regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. His whole life he did the work of the person of Jannat. He did good deeds. But just before Maut came, he did such an evil deed that destroyed his iman. And because of that, he went to Jahannam. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah. You have been so kind to us, Ya Allah. You gave us a tawfiq to come back to your masjid, my Allah. Back to your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, last year we cried, my Allah. It has become so difficult for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for making nashuk. Forgive us, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor log hain, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nalayik hain. Ya Allah, we are nalayik, my Allah. Allah, you don't need us, my Allah. Allah, besides us, you've got so many billions and billions of bandas, my Allah, and creatures, my Allah. Ya Allah, but besides you, we have nobody, my Allah. Besides you, we have nobody, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are a source of refuge and protection. Ya Allah, you have mentioned so many places in the Quran, my Allah, addressing us, my Allah. With such beautiful, kind words, my Allah. You don't even have to do that, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are making that plea to us to turn to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we eat your ni'mat, but we make, Ya Allah, shaitan happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we obey shaitan, my Allah. We follow his footsteps, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned the Quran, we have abandoned the Sunnah, my Allah. All we do, my Allah, we criticize and criticize people, my Allah. We find faults with your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah, my Allah. Forgive the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen what has happened in Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can kiss Hajar al-Aswad anymore. Nobody can touch the Quran, my Allah. Nobody can put their chest onto Multas, my Allah. Ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. On behalf of the Ummah of Rasul Pak, Ya Allah. Sabko maaf farma. Sabko maaf farma, Ya Allah. Hum gande hain, Ya Allah. Hum iqrari mujrim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, every single sin we committed, our mothers, our brothers, our elders, our young ones. May Allah, forgive us completely, may Allah. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم الله. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم قدمنا إلى الجنة أخرنا عن النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النار اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء النار يا الله make us be from those who be safe in the fire of Jahannam يا الله اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا حليم. Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Every person sitting here, my Allah, he has raised his hands, my Allah. Having hopes in you, my Allah. Having hopes in you, my Allah. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we're not bowing down to any other deity, my Allah. No other ma'bud we are turning to, my Allah. Because there is no ma'bud haqiqi but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning only to you, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. We're knocking at your door, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy, my Allah. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min fadlik. Ya Allah, open your doors of grace and bounties upon us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. We know we are wrong, my Allah. We know we have taken the wrong path, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the Quran, about sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Put us onto sirat al-mustaqim. We have made mistakes, my Allah. We have made blunders, my Allah. Kabair, sagair, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in broad daylight to be committed sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were not bothered at the time that you could have disfigured us if you wanted, my Allah. You could have snatched away our sight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you could have sunk us like how you sunk Qarun, my Allah. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us like how you destroyed Ad and Samud, my Allah. But my Allah, you made us in the ummah of your beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this not a special ummah, my Allah? Ya Allah, is this not part that ummah that has come into the world last, but will enter Jannah first? Ya Allah, don't deprive us of this benefits, my Allah, of this glorious ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Ya Allah, you are well aware how our Nabi sallam cried for us, my Allah. In his du'as, he didn't forget us, my Allah. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. When he made du'a for Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, that Allah, you must forgive her completely, her past and present and all her sins she committed, she became so overjoyed, my Allah. Nabi sallam told Sayyidina Aisha, oh Aisha, it makes you so happy. There's one du'a I made for you. I make this du'a for every day for my ummah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallam made so much of sacrifices for us. Help us to bring his sunnah into our lives, my Allah. Do not make us be people who criticize deen and find faults, my Allah, with modern and fanciful ideas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot change your Quran, my Allah. We cannot change the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His shama'il bears witness of what a beautiful life he had. What a perfect life he had. An akmal life, an ajmal life, an ashal life, and the only correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the whole ummah, my Allah, come onto the sirat al-mustaqim and follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hum, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين الله جو بيمار هي وكشفاعة فرما so many are sick my Allah we have got friends in hospital for so long my Allah يا الله يا الله doctors do not know what to do my Allah Allah you are Shafi my Allah Shifa is in your hands my Allah يا الله grant them Shifa my Allah Shifa kamil عادل مستقر دائم my Allah يا الله the young children who are sick my Allah يا الله there are so many women folk also, my Allah, who are sick. Some have been diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. So many, my Allah, have lost near ones, Ya Allah, in the recent past, my Allah. Ya Allah, this Ramadan, the close ones are not to them, my Allah. So many children have lost their parents, my Allah. So many wives have become widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, on this Eid occasion, my Allah, they won't have those people around them, my Allah. But my Allah, make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise. Don't make it be a pit of the pit of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah. We've got financial problems, my Allah. Spiritual problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever type of musibah that has come upon the ummah, Ya Allah, remove our masaib and mashakil, Ya Allah. Remove this pandemic, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have learned our lesson, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized, my Allah, that you brought the whole world to a standstill, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. We are your ibad, my Allah. You are our malik, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful and so sweet and so soothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody has got a name like yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, you've got no partners, my Allah. You are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove this bala completely, my Allah. Fill our masajid again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr, alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, you brought the people back to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only out of your kindness, my Allah. Amen. Except all our ibadat we have made, our rozas, tilawat, taraweeh, all the hufazi kiram in the whole world, they have recited taraweeh, they are reciting, my Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Forgive our shortcomings, deficiencies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Bari al-jannatul baqee, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, the holy Quran wrote from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're just desiring, my Allah, to see the beautiful face of our beloved Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we did not see him in the world as yet. Ya Allah, but we love him, my Allah. Our Rasulullah was so beautiful, so handsome, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be close to him on the day of Qiyamah. Make him recognize us, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those people who will be said, suhqan, suhqan, go away from here. The angel will drive away such people, my Allah. But my Allah, make our Nabi be smiling at us, my Allah. Make him be smiling at us. Make him be happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be with the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala, Alim Ajma'in. Make Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give us the holy Quran water from his Mubarak hands. Allah grant us the intercession of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, their grandparents, Ya Allah. Our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, all of us, Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Protect us from Dajjal. Ya Allah, make us have a strong iman. Ya Allah, if Dajjal appears and we are living, my Allah, make us see that kafar on his forehead, my Allah. Don't make us become deceived by him, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us be among those believers. Ya Allah, make us be among the believers at that time, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are not living, our children, our grandchildren, oh, progeny, Allah, make them be on the path of haqq and hidayat. Don't make us become gumrah, my Allah. Don't make us become gumrah, my Allah. Allah, so many youngsters, Ya Allah, they're here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love them, my Allah. You love all of us, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Guide all of us. There's so many of them, they want to give up that habit of drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to change their lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have become overpowered by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. With evil company, my Allah. They have slept, they have erred. They have realized, my Allah. They do not want to take the drugs, my Allah. Give them that himmat and courage, my Allah, to refrain from it completely. Give them that himmat, my Allah, and that courage, my Allah. Don't make them drink alcohol and wine, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us close to zina even, my Allah. Don't make us cast lustful glances at haram, my Allah. Protect us from riba and interest, my Allah. From all types of haram actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukun, rahat, protection. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect Masjid al-Harameen Sharifeen and Masjid al-Aqsa and every single masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all our organizations, my Allah. O madaris, o makatib, o hips classes, o darul ulooms, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas, my Allah. There are so many mothers and sisters also sitting for itikaf at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the itikaf as well. Accept our itikaf, my Allah. And itikaf from all those sitting in different places in the world, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر يا الله grant us ليلة القدر يا الله make us feel جبريل إسراء من angels coming to us and making salam to us يا الله يا الله يا الله accept us accept our ibadah accept our tawbah accept our dua ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين
Inshallah, we start the next program at just around five past ten. Inshallah, we'll have the 40 durood in Marawzifa. We'll be doing the signs of Qiyamah. Very, very interesting, inshallah. The signs of Qiyamah. It's something that's pertinent to us. And inshallah, we'll be discussing that.